Taking a look at the March dairy balance sheet. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update. In the latest USDA outlook for dairy production supplies and prices for the month of March, there were various month-over-month and year-over-year changes.
We lowered our production forecast by 600 million pounds this month, still up about 400 million year-over-year. The adjustment this month mostly reflects lower output per cow, offsetting small inventory change, but it's mostly an output per cow phenomenon driving that tighter production.
World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski discusses recent trade and supply adjustments in this March USDA's dairy outlook.
In terms of dairy trade, we're seeing kind of on both ends, a little bit lower imports and lower exports, increase in domestic use of dairy products, maybe offsetting some of that export demand, higher domestic use globally, worldwide. We're seeing pretty strong supplies out of Oceania competing for markets, maybe making some of our product a little bit less competitive in global markets. On a skim solids basis, our export forecast, we lowered 1.2 billion pounds, mainly reflecting lower exports of non-fat dry milk. And just for perspective, so our current skim solids basis dairy export forecast is now at 47.5 billion pounds.
With things always changing, Jekanowski talks about this month's dairy price forecasts and some factors behind the overall price strength.
We adjusted lower, so we're seeing some corrections. Generally adequate supplies in the U.S., a little bit lower export demand, probably weighing on prices a bit, but that should be kept in the context of the overall price outlook for dairy and dairy products is still very good historically. Prices are still relatively high for really all of products and relative to history. Still strong prices, relatively speaking, and low feed costs, also supporting those margins in the dairy industry.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.